Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to the special credibility episode of Thought of Your Life, where we're interviewing super cool humans from around the planet, and this one is no different. Today's guest is Dr. Rachel Headley, who is the CEO of Rose Group International, a consultancy that, I'm trying to read this word, reignites. Sorry. Let's do that again. A consultancy that reignites trust during the most critical growth phases with the most credible teams. She uses well-tested proprietary methods to proactively create team dynamics that lead to high productivity, low turnover, and rapid implementation. Rachel, welcome.
Mouthful, right?
Man, that was a mouthful. That was too many syllables for me to read consistently.
We use big words around here.
Hey, so you do. I do notice you use big words all the time. So, so what is your CPOP? What's your customer point of pain?
Well, we work with executives and leaders that they lay awake at night trying to figure out how to actually get things done. And they think they've put all the processes in place, or they've got a big cultural integration that's not working and they're not really sure what's going on. And so that's the kind of pain that we help resolve.
Interesting. All right. So I got your audience. Tell me a little bit more. What is it that you do behind the scenes? How do you help those executives be more successful?
Well, we have an assessment like everybody, but ours is really designed
I'm not sure everyone has an assessment. There are many assessments out there, but not many people have their own, just saying.
Right. That's true. But we developed an assessment because we saw that a lot of assessments that exist, like Myers-Briggs and DISC and StrengthFinders and all those, are very important for self-reflection, but at the same time, when you have 150 people in the room, you can't really use those tools to figure out what's going on in the team dynamic. And so we created one called Culture Types that help us assess the cultural and environmental kind of the trends in your company. So you know if you have people that are really chaotic and creative or really orderly and maybe all together, and what does that mean? So that's really the secret sauce of what we do, is we give executives and leaders that edge to understand their people in a new way.
That's actually beautiful and very well articulated. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what gives you the credibility to do what you do?
Well, it's like our system, it's a team effort. So I have a PhD, but it's in science, earth science actually, but it's a systematic approach. And so we are putting a system around people. So that's my perspective, and trying to understand complex systems by creating a model. And then my co-founder and co-author of our book, Meg Mankey, she's a HR, org development, strategic leadership, has all of that as her back end of the theory. So together we have this really amazing combined knowledge. And also we were in the space. We were with teams that made us go, what is happening? And scratching our heads about understanding people's perspective and what's the best behavior about. So we've actually been in the trenches with teams. And so this is developed out of that actual practical leadership experience.
So the theoretical stuff, the actual practical stuff, but how many, you may or may not be able to mention some company names or not, but you've done a lot of this for companies and tackled mm-hmm. some really big issues. Can you share anything along those lines?
Yeah, lots of fun stuff. We work with both public and privately held companies. But the issues are a lot of the same, whether it's leadership succession. One example specifically is we had a company in Atlanta, and their big holding company, financial services, and they had acquired a company 2 years ago from a Northeast state, far, far away, we'll say Connecticut, and they could not get them integrated into their company, no matter what they did. And they couldn't figure out why. And by using our assessment, we were able to say, you know what, that company is actually a stabilizer company, which means they don't like change at all. And they resist change with everything they have. And they need a different way of strategically working with that company to get them on board. And so we were able to, A, diagnose the issue that they hadn't been able to figure out how to fix, and B, give them strategic plan to help them get them on board. And it's actually working. So that's one specific example I can share.
Oh, that's beautiful. So going back to credibility, you've got lots of it. How do you, in today's world, how do you make sure that gets out there? What is it that you do so that people could both find you and then even before they talk to you, that they decide they like you?
Well, I tell you, it's a tough world out there in this space. But what we do a lot is we do a lot of speaking because, as you know, if people hear your message and they get your energy and your person and they understand who you are, that happens so much faster in person. And so we do a lot of speaking and that immediately gets us resonating with the right crowd. We also do a lot of video. We have a Facebook group that we do every single week. We found out we did not miss one week for almost an entire year. And so that's like a huge win for us chaotic types. And so that's a lot. This video is such a powerful medium for us because everybody says they're the best at what they do, but how do you really know? So I love that that credibility is your focus.
Can I actually tell you that I borrowed one of your techniques?
So, you did.
Because I see what happens when you go on Facebook and you do it. And what happens is if I'm super busy and I just know I can't get over there. What happens? Your video pops up and I see you doing that. I'm like, oh my God, how cool is that? So that's now part of everything I do. So thank you so much. I will give you credit.
Love it. Woo!
Hey, so listen, you're a busy executive. You've put the plans in place. You put the processes in place. You know, you've got everything in place and then you start executing and it's not working. You're going to want to reach out to Dr. Rachel Headley and her team and learn a little bit more and see if they can help. How best can people reach out to you?
Well, I tell you, LinkedIn is a super active place for us. We're always busy, always talking out there. Dr. Rachel M.K. Headley, you can find me. Meg Mankey, you can find us there. That's probably the fastest. We have all the other things. We're on every social media, all over the place. But LinkedIn's a good spot to start.
I like it. Hey, thank you so much for sharing yourself and sharing what you do. It's a different story than I've heard. I love it. And it fits with what you do. And it resonated to me. Thanks everyone else for joining us for this episode of Thought Leader Life. Please like us, share us, and subscribe to our channel. We'll see you at the next episode. Take care. Bye everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.